Yeah, you probably all got social media whipped, but I don't. So I'm excited about this. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you. We had a format to do like one slide introduction, but
yeah,
I had loaded mine up and I didn't have to want to reload it. So I'm going to go through some of this pretty quick. You know, this is our standard classroom that we all know. We know these are the dinosaur classrooms. These are now the classrooms that we're supposed to be teaching in. We'd have that discussion about the 360 classroom. You know, all these modular units to be able to interact and move chairs around. And so, you know, just looking at the different fashions. And our education presentations are changing. You know, our students are changing with the way they're learning and the way the presentations are being done. So we have to adjust as well. For a lot of us in horticulture, this is our classroom. You know, I really can't change much of the outside. I do a lot with the online learning, and the idea with using Instagram, because I teach all of our arboriculture classes, came from the ISA Detective Dendro, where he gives a scenario, a kind of a whodunit. And so it's a nice little activity to go through the students, and there's lots of them there. But as we go around campus, this is what we're dealing with our students. And if you notice, they all have phones. They use their phones all the time. So how can we interact more with that? And so we have a lot of social apps. And I'm not going to go through really... And Dr. Gray, here you go. Data. Lots of data. You know. Yeah. So as you can clearly see here, what it's showing is that, you know, 10 years ago in classrooms, I'd ask a student, you know, how many of you have a smartphone? And, you know, maybe 50%. Now it's 100%. They all have smartphones. You're not leaving anybody behind if you're going to use kind of a smartphone kind of app. And Facebook, you know, that's one of the things. Oh, let's put things on Facebook. We're all extension. We do Facebook. My research program is on Facebook. Here's my research program. You know, it's great. So I do all these wonderful things. We had, you know, these great posts. You know, we have this new plant that we're going to release. And then the interaction I get from it is, oh, I think I need a little bit larger one to fill in a spot. Oh, check this out. Beautiful. How about high pH? You know, that's not interaction. That's just nothing. You know, it's like wonderful little comments. And so there is an actual report that Facebook is officially for old people.
Yeah.
And it's true. Our students don't use it. And so they talk about different platforms that they do use. YouTube is number one. Instagram is number two. Snapchat number three. So we all need YouTube channels. So Instagram, if you're not familiar with Instagram, it's a really easy app to use. Download it onto your phone. And a lot of people have their own personal accounts. I make a class account. So I have two classes. One is my Plant Science 355, which is our Woody ID class. And then I have my Arboriculture Science class, the 485. So I have separate accounts just for that. And I don't follow, this is always one of the questions I do get. Do you follow your students back? No. I don't want to see what they're posting on their stuff. This is class only. So don't follow them back. And it keeps it really easy. And so this is just pictures that you see in my account. But what I do is, so as I'm walking campus, as I'm on a trip, as I bike into campus from home, and I'll see something. And so I'll post, because we'll learn a plant. So here they learned hackberry, and a way to review. You know, we always want that constant review, but how do you review in a way that is interactive with them? So on the left, this is the first shot, left, and so I got Plant Science 355, that's my account. I have alternate leaf bud arrangement. I have a dark fruit, which is a droop, and I always have nipple gall on my leaves. Who am I? And then I'll post that to them. So I tell the students all the beginning of the semester to sign up so they follow my class. And then I have another picture on this one, you know, and so there's two pictures so they can scroll between to see the fruit, to see the nipple gall. And so then I give it about a half an hour, and then after about a half an hour, I come back and say, you know, well, then you get the interactions from everybody. So they're kind of talking with each other, and they're commenting, I think it's this, no, maybe this, and, oh, I think it's this. Oh, is this one the new Prairie Sentinel hackberry cultivar from J. Frank Schmidt? You know, so you're getting all this nice conversation that's how they converse with each other. And so, and that's all happening outside of the classroom, completely outside of the classroom. So then again, after about 30 minutes, I'll come through and say, you know, I'm in the Cannabaceae family, the hemp family, and used to be in the Almaceae family, so I'll give them like some hints, you know, if they're not quite getting it, or I'll just say, you know, yes, I am Celtis occidentalis, common hackberry. So then with my other class, the 485, you know, there's so many opportunities, again, to be able to show things that you can't always show in the classroom, and again, to interact with them. And so this is kind of using that detective dendro idea where you go through a scenario, you know, this plant is failing, what's wrong? And then you have to ask questions. So, you know, I post a picture, what happened? Who done it? And so I say, what happened? The tree is Fraxinus pennsylvanica, green ash. And then I give them, later I'll give them a close-up so you can see the bolting that happened. So basically we had failure. And so, but they're discussing it, what could have happened to it. Somebody's like, oh, it had emerald ash borer, one of the limbs died, so then it broke off in a storm. And, you know, they're coming up with all these great ideas. Again, outside the classroom, interacting with them. And so then, again, later I'll give what I feel happened. You know, the main trunk split from an older previous split that was mediated by bolting the main trunk, which was not visible because it was overgrown. No other tree support system present. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, now we know. So you can give them the full picture, but they have the interaction. They're using their critical thinking that they're getting in class, but they're using that critical thinking together. And so just, you know, several more examples, and I think I'm basically out of time, but, you know, this one's talking about the branch tearing, you know, what happened, you know. Again, just those opportunities. It's like, when I teach the arboriculture science, it's in the fall. And we inject all of our American elms in the summer. They never get to see this. And so then, you know, I'll have pictures of things that aren't even actually happening at that time. You know, I'm like, what's going on? And they're all, you know, some of the answers they come up with, what's going on here, is, you know, gets kind of crazy. You know, like, but these are things that they don't normally just get to see. And I want them to talk about it. And then a lot of times, then we'll talk about it the next lecture and talk about, okay, this is why we're doing this. This is why we're injecting the fungicide to combat, you know, DED. Like I said, even when I travel, we were at Disney World with my family, and that's why my family doesn't really like traveling with me. I think all horticulturalists are the same way. Yeah, stop taking pictures of trees. Stop taking pictures of irrigation, you know. But that's what we do. And so, you know, same thing. I said, what am I? Of alternate bud arrangement, single wing samara and a lace-like bark. And then later I tell them what it is. So, again, it's just a way for them to be able to utilize social media that they're using anyway. They're talking with their friends. They're interacting with people all over the world anyway. And how can then we can incorporate that into our classroom, get them to integrate together with that critical thinking, and then have a follow-up. So that's what I have.
Questions?
On your Instagram, you may have mentioned this and I missed it. Do you make it like a requirement, like this is a homework discussion, or do you find that you just have your overachievers in your class that follow you, and they're the ones that communicate with the other people?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the question is, do I make it required, or is it basically, you know, the overachievers really interacting? And as of now, I do not make it required. I've thought very strongly about that. I know I'm not getting 100% interaction guarantee, and never would. And I don't know if there would be benefit to make it required and have a point system. Because in a lot of things like we do, and we know that as educators, is that the rich get richer. You know, those overachievers, you know, you give extra credit, who gets the extra credit done? It's the overachievers. You know, so the ones that don't even need it. You know, so that is, that I think is probably one of the failing points if you don't make it required. But how do you integrate that in? Yeah, great question.
So we were talking with some other colleges and universities about doing something like this, and they were talking about brand guidelines being a deterrent. That their universities wouldn't let them have.
Oh, really?
Instagram. So I'm curious,
okay.
Did you have to go through a process, or are you just doing it
without them, like, one of those, yeah, I didn't even...
If you wait for the mic, you won't be recorded.
Yeah. I did it all on my own.
What you called it was not branded as your university, so we're just wondering...
No. You know, I didn't even approach IT with that to see if that would be an issue. So,
sorry to bring it up.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, because that's what we live in now, where you get the subscription for the university. I mean, this is basically freeware, and anybody can download it. So I don't know what the limitations at different universities would be on, say, on Instagram. Yeah.
Do students have projects or anything to do in class? I bring this up because Instagram is great for that.
Mm-hmm.
Showing what they, you know, here we are working on this, and they can post it for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't know if you do that.
I don't. This is the only interaction I use. Again, it's just that repetition to get them exposed to the plant more and more and hearing the names more and more. And then with my arboriculture, just seeing a lot of issues that, you know, whenever I'm traveling, I'm like, oh, man, I wish my students were all right here, right now, so we could talk about this issue. Oh, the one thing I left out, and I know I'm over time, the cool thing about this is that I've not had any students, well, not that I know of, unsubscribe from it. So I actually have alumni now that even still come back and interact and say, you know, yeah, that's a Freeman maple. And I'm like, you graduated 6 years ago. You know, shut up. You know, let my students talk about what it is first. No. So they're actually interacting with our alumni as well. And that's I think, priceless. No. Well, yes and no. Snapchat, I didn't want to go with Snapchat just because of the things disappear.
Right.
And I like this because, like that first slide I showed, it everything stays. So a student could go back and review them and go through them again.
But if you wanted to integrate sort of a point system or something like that, then Snapchat might be a way to go, because then it would disappear after 24 hours, and if they hadn't responded by then you would know.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, there. I think we can utilize other forms of social media in these different ways. You know, again, Instagram. I like Instagram because I use it for myself, and it just kind of naturally went over into my classroom.
Any questions?
Yes.
Can anybody follow you, or do you restrict access
to information? That's actually a really good question. You can do both ways. I restrict access just because I don't want anybody and everybody following me. I have had people contact me. I have actually a couple of landscape architecture professors who want to learn more about plant material. They've actually contacted me and said, can I join this account? And I'm like, yes. Yes, you can.
Did you ask them to pay tuition?
Yeah, that's true. But no, otherwise, yeah, you're going to end up with these weird followers, and then you could get really weird comments that don't apply to anything. You know, if you've ever had your own Instagram account where it's open like that, usually you learn quickly to limit access because you get some weirdos. All right, thank you.
Thank you.